solid conservative, just plain right. All right, listen, we are back right now. Got the phone started ringing there, so let me grab a couple of those real quick. Line one, let me go ahead and grab line one, Brian from Huntsville. Hey, Brian, how you doing today, bud?
Hello, sir.
Hey, sir, how are you?
Doing mighty fine. Thing off a speakerphone. Okay, should be better now.
Okay.
I was going to say that if I have an argument with my wife and or a difference of opinion, and she tells me we need to sit down and talk about it, as in a debate, and I say that, no, I don't want to talk about it, let's go on, that probably means that I'm wrong to begin with, to apply it towards other debates that have been canceled. That's it.
Well, Brian, let me just go ahead and point out, when you're in an argument with your wife, we're always wrong at that point. We just know that. But anyway, your point is well taken. Avoiding debate often means you're trying to just avoid having to deal with your own positions and the fact that they might be confronted. Great point. Hey, line five, Leanne from Huntsville. Hey, Leanne, how you doing today?
Good, Phil. How about you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine. When we spoke yesterday, my concerns was trying to finding the funding, the contributions for Katie Britt specifically. So
right.
I did go to the FEC.gov website.
Right.
I found the total contributions and total receipts, itemized individual contributions. And what I ran into was you have a lot of people you know, Tom Smith gave $500, but meanwhile, WinRed, WINRED, gave Miss Brent a very, very large sum of money. I do not know what WINRED is. I think that it's an outlet for contributions, but it does not itemize those contributions. And for example, on April 27th, Ms. Britt was given $13,000 21 times, which comes to a sum of $289,000 just that day under the WINRED. What is that, and how you can break that down?
Yeah, so WinRed is actually part of the National Republican National Committee's fundraising arm. It's their fundraising platform. The Democrats use one called Act Blue, and the Republicans have one called Win Red. My recollection is that they are a resource through which people can give money to candidates. I don't think it's the party endorsing the candidate. It's like a pass through. You raise money for races, and it can be earmarked through them to go to someone. That's my recollection. But Win Red is actually the fundraising platform endorsed by the Republican National Committee.
But could that not be cloaked through? I mean, these are not itemized under WinRed. They're just large sums of money. You don't know who funded that money to WinRed.
Yeah, and that's part of the criticism, by the way. There is some critique that WinRed is used by people who don't want to just give it under their own name. And then also, is it in some way creating a profit margin for the party itself? But I will say this. My recollection is that WinRed is required to do actual reporting. I can't tell you much more than that, but that's what I know. And if we have to look it up, I actually know somebody who has worked for WinRed before that I could go track that down if we need to. But that's what I know right now, Leanne.
WinRed gave a total of $280 million under Ms. Britt.
Did what?
The itemized breakdown, it will tell
$280 million?
You that they donated 1,747 times.
Okay, but not $280 million. You're not saying they gave $280 million to Katie Britt's campaign.
Well, it's under what I looked for contributions. It's 279684389.07. I think that's $289 million.
Yeah, I can tell you that won't be accurate because I can see them giving something like 10% of that, but I can't see something like $289 million. But hey, Leanne, I got to go wrap up the segment I was in right now before I hit the top of the hour. So thanks so much. Keep bird dogging it and let us know what else you find. But we appreciate you as always, Leanne. Thanks for calling in. Hey, listen, I got to wrap this up because I'm literally 2 minutes away or so from the top of the hour break. Just so you know, the idea of defamation in political world, it's real. At the same time, public figures just have to accept some of it. And it's a, you know, there are times when it's a royal pain, especially when you feel like it's a misrepresentation. They took a grain of something that had accuracy and they created something out of it to fabricate an imagery that did not match the reality. That happens a lot. And some say, oh, it's just politics. No, sometimes it's just a freaking lie. But the reality is, you have to do, in fact, Congressman Brooks said it a minute ago, you have to prove actual malice. That's the public figure standard that came from the landmark case of New York Times v. Sullivan. You have to be able to prove actual malice. And then if you're going after the reporting, like the actual media outlet that did it, it's not just a person who wrote it. Sometimes, like if they run an ad, is the TV station liable? Potentially. It can be found that they are liable, but they have to have a reckless disregard for whether or not what was given to them, the run, was true. And you can do a cease and desist letter. Like I said, I've written them for candidates before. But the idea that you're going to just wind up, you know, proving your case because it's a lie. Surely they know it's a lie. No. You have to either prove it or lump it. And if it's that egregious, then yes, it can be. Now, here's a situation. This is a story off of the Broadcast Law blog dated October of 2021 that literally points out that a landmark case that came out of, what state was this? I just lost my state. It was a Supreme Court precedent, but I'm trying to think what state it came from. Maybe it was Congressman Devin Nunes. That's right. Literally was able to prove that there was defamation. Not the first time the story was run, but when somebody reran it later on after it had been proven false. At that point, defamation kicked in. So yeah, it's possible. It is possible. But the public figure standard in the defamation law nationwide is the highest burden to overcome. And the truth is always the best defense, they say. If you can show there was some truth in what you said, then good luck getting around it. All right, folks, we're coming back right after this with what would have been Copper and the Birdman, Yaffe and the Birdman. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.